This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But before I get to the seventh inning, how they fought, Reed Garrett, this is what I've always said about teams that are good, and hopefully the Mets are good. You're going to have to find a guy who's no one's ever heard of, who's, you know, claimed off waivers or maybe taken in the Rule 5, that's going to come out of nowhere and pitch his ass off. Ladies and gentlemen, small sample size, Reed Garrett. Because Reed Garrett, again, he gives you two innings. He strikes out six freaking guys. The only base runners came on a walk and an infield hit that went off of them. He is, and I was looking closely, like, what's going on with Reed Garrett? Like, how did Reed Garrett go from a guy the Mets picked up off of waivers last year from Baltimore, you know, pitched 16 innings ineffectively to become this? And basically, his pitch selection is completely different. He has always predominantly thrown his four-seam fastball, and now it is mostly a splitter sweeper formula. So he has changed his approach completely. Now the velocity on his splitter is up. The velocity on his sweeper is up. And that's how he's getting so much swing and miss stuff. Now his fastball's been effective too. But from going, it went from being his most dominant pitch, the pitch he used 40 to 50% of the time, to a pitch he's now only using 17% of the time. Can Reed Garrett keep this up? Here's why I'm hopeful. Because he looks unhittable. Like, there are relievers who get off to good starts, and you kind of look at it and say, yeah, but I'm watching it. It could go one way. This can change quickly. Reed Garrett is making guys look like fools. But here's what's going to be interesting for Carlos Mendoza. Reed Garrett has been used very specifically as a multi-inning pitcher, and then when he pitches those multi-innings, he gets 3 days of rest before he pitches again. Is that how Mendy's going to continue to use him? A bullet he only uses once every three or four games? Or does he start to say to himself, you know something, this guy's dominant. Can I start to use him on back-to-back days? Now, I'll give you my opinion off the top on this. For now, because Ottavino's pitching well, because Raley's pitching well, because Drew Smith had a bounce-back performance on Tuesday we'll get to in a second, because the bullpen has so many options before Edwin Diaz, I think I'm good. For the time being, using Garrett as this multi-inning weapon every three or four days. That can change, card subject to change, but I like the way they've been using him, and he has looked. Hoff, you got to, I mean, this has been, I think this is the thing I'm most excited about so far this baseball season.
As of yesterday, I think he had the most strikeouts as a reliever so far this season.
Yeah.
I think he's got 17. He just looks amazing. Now, my only fight on you is this, because I remember the whole Jabba rules. If you're a Yankee fan, you remember the Jabba Chamberlain rules. You know, if he pitches an inning, he's got to take X amount of time off, two innings, X amount of time off. Do you want him? Like, I'm okay with testing it out now with
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Maybe see if you could try to pitch them back-to-back days. Maybe try to give them overextend
the count. You can't do that when you're extending him and getting 6-7 outs from him, because I don't like that isn't even a jobber rules thing. Like, most relievers are not able to throw 40 pitches in a game or 35 pitches in a game and then come back the following day. So you can pitch him on back-to-back days, but you can't ask him to get as many outs as they've been asking him to get. So if you're willing to do that, you're taking away a multi-inning weapon. And right now that's a part of his arsenal that you can bring him in. He can go pitch 2-3 innings. He pitched 3 innings in that Atlanta game, which at the time we didn't even realize the brilliance that was right in front of us when it was happening.
Well, it's funny. I was looking at the innings overall. The Mets have one of the higher teams with relief pitchers inning-wise. Like, you know, I think they have 93 innings pitched by their starters. I think it's like 72 and change by the relievers. But it's been effective. And they've all come in. The whip is low. The strikeouts are phenomenal. I mean, it just the ERA is low. The bullpen has been so far. I think if there's a if there's one piece to this team, I think you said it earlier, that you have to give the A-plus or the gold star to, it's the bullpen.
Yeah, no doubt. And if Reed Garrett continues to be this secret weapon, not so secret, because I think eventually people will realize who the hell he is, we are going to look back at a game that may be the game we talk about a lot this season. And I always tell Pete, we've done this the last 3 years on the Rico. Write down the brutal wins and the brutal losses so we don't forget. Because maybe at the All-Star break or maybe at the end of the season, we rank them. Like, these were the best wins of the year. Because sometimes we're so reactionary to the moment. That game against Atlanta, the opening game of that series, for a myriad of reasons. Yes, the Mets come back down from 4-0 and 5-4, and they win. Great victory, right? They hold on. They've got no guys in their bullpen. Jorge Lopez has to hold on for dear life. Crazy ending to the game. Amazing catch in left field by Tyrone Taylor. You know, all that great stuff. But the other secret part of that game that makes it such a turning point was Reed Garrett made his first appearance of the year. And he came into the game in the third inning with 2-1 and 2 out after Julio Teherán put the Mets down 4-0. And very quietly, and probably with most people shutting the game off, Reed Garrett struck out Travis d'Arnaud. And then he struck out Jared Kelnick and got through the fourth. Then he got through the fifth inning with back-to-back strikeouts of Marcelo Zuna and Michael Harris. And so Reed Garrett very quietly allowed the Mets to get back into that game by getting 7 huge outs. And who knew it'd be the beginning of something? Like, I think we all realized, I think in the moment it was like, oh yeah, nice performance by Reed Garrett. And now he is putting up numbers, very small sample size. But again, it's not just the 8 innings he's pitched. It's the dominance. It's the swing and misses. It's the change. It's how bad he's making batters look. It's the fact that right now his sweeper and his splitter or sinker are unhittable. He has more strikeouts through 8 innings than he had all of last year for the Mets. And he threw 17 innings. Different pitcher. And he was great to see on Tuesday night. And Pete will appreciate this. Hoff will love this. As he was striking out his fifth guy, do you know what I did while I was sitting at Citi Field? One guess. What do you think I did as Reed Garrett was striking out? I think it was Brian Reynolds to end the inning.
Just because I know it probably was bothering you while it was happening, you were signing an autographed copy of your book.
Well, first of all, yes, but that doesn't bother me. If someone asks me to sign the book, I'm not bothered.
But in the middle of the game, you're probably scoring.
That's all right. No? It's okay. It's totally fine. No, I picked him up in fantasy.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. You stole it from me. I was about to do the same thing.
I'm sure you were. I mean, why wouldn't you at this point? But it was fantastic.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro recharge kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.